5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. We're holding steady, by the way, right around 85, 86 degrees. It's toasty. And we're going to have this for a couple of days. We will have rain rolling in towards the end of the week. Tomorrow, Tony Pham is going to be with us. Tony, of course, just a dear friend, buddies for, I don't know, a decade plus, I guess. Formerly headed up ICE. He's got a thing to or two to say about what's going on out in L.A. But again, that's tomorrow afternoon, 5:05. Tony Pham will be here a little bit later today. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, is going to be with us. I want to get his insight. And one of the folks whose opinion I value so highly, I was thrilled when he actually answered and said, yeah, I'm happy to come on today, Rob Chadwick. Rob is one of those guys, I guarantee everybody's reaching out to him, so I'm just thrilled that he's making some time for us. Rob, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
It is my honor. I want to remind everybody that most of the time you're here, you are the Director for Education and Training, United States Concealed Carry Association, and Delta Defense. Great stuff. But I want to get your insight, Rob. You headed up the FBI's tactical training program at Quantico. You had experience with these BLM riots a couple of years back. What are you seeing and what are you thinking as the situation in L.A. unfolds?
Well, it's deeply concerning, Jeff. And you know, the thing that people need to remember is while these riots are going on, and obviously they're surging resources, both local, state, federal, obviously, are moving in to help out. But people concentrate on what's going on at the site of the rioting, and what people forget is that means that there's really no other resources in the surrounding areas to answer the crime that's still going on. So what are everyday citizens who maybe don't live right there where the disturbance is happening, what's going on in their neighborhood when they call the police, someone's breaking into their house, or every available unit is downtown, so to speak, working these riots, right? And that leaves everyday citizens on their own for an extended period of time.
It's an odd situation, Rob. We talk about that. California is one of those places where it's virtually impossible to have a carry permit. I mean, this ties into some of the other stuff you do today. I mean, what does somebody do in California? How are they supposed to be protecting themselves?
Well, you hit it, Jeff. The firearm is the one tool that levels the playing field for everyone. And, as long as you're properly trained and have some confidence in your ability to use it in an extreme situation, there really is no substitute. But in those situations where someone doesn't have access to a firearm, they need to have a plan, some means to defend themselves, whether it's a non-lethal option, like a taser or pepper spray, something like that, mm-hmm. and be prepared to evacuate, right? It's not worth sticking around to see what's going to happen. If you see trouble developing in or around, your area, it's time to move out. Have that decision, though, made ahead of time. And, invest in some training. Look at, that's why I do what I do, right? Work with people all over the country. The USCCA has classes everywhere in helping people develop that personal security plan. It starts with mindset and a decision that you are going to take action to protect yourself and your family.
Rob Chadwick is joining us. Rob is currently the Director of Education and Training, United States Concealed Carry Association, formerly the head of the FBI's Tactical Training Program, right up the road at Quantico. Rob, go back in time a little bit. You are leading the Tactical Training Program. You're looking at the way the operations are being conducted. Are you pleased with how they're going in L.A. and surrounding areas, or are there one or two tactical decisions you would have made differently?
Well, what concerns me is for the men and women who are on the front lines today in L.A. is what concerned me when my unit got called up back in 2019. Right after George Floyd was killed, you had the unrest in and around Lafayette Park in Washington D.C. right up the road from WRVA, and that day I was at Quantico and got the call from my boss, hey, get your guys and get to D.C. The problem is, Jeff, that the FBI, as trained and proficient as our guys were in certain areas, we were never trained nor equipped to deal with, civil protest, right? That's a very highly specialized response. When I was a policeman up the road in Fairfax County, I was on the civil disturbance unit as part of my assignment, And you get specialized training and equipment. We had none of that. And so my unit, you know, the tactical training unit at Quantico, 25 of us were downtown right there at Lafayette Park wearing multicam uniforms and big block letters and, you know, M4s and 9mm and no less lethal options. We had nothing. Wow. And so, you know, we're facing off against, these are, after all, our fellow citizens, you know, for the most part, right. They're on the other side of the protest lines, and they're exercising their right to protest. The last thing you want to, in the world you want to do is you know, really hurt somebody unnecessarily. But, you know, it really occurred to me and many of my colleagues, like, what are we supposed to be doing here? We had very little guidance and rules of engagement, that sort of thing. And especially for units or agencies that are just not trained or equipped to handle that, that's what concerns me for those men and women on the front lines right now.
Interesting. Have you seen the videos of folks on the streets? These are videos shot inside of DHS vehicles, looking out their windshield and what have you. Folks with giant cinder blocks, major chunks of cement and stones, hurling them right at the windshield. I mean, the goal there, obviously, is to injure those officers inside. And this is not fair. I'm not asking you to do this, you know, game table this with me, but I'm just looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, so do you keep going forward or do you go in reverse? I mean, honest to goodness, I just don't even know which way your vehicle should be moving at that point. I don't know.
Well, as a citizen, anytime you see stuff like that, even developing, it's time to leave immediately, right? Get yourself and the people you care about out of there. But you know, the thing is, make no mistake, while many, and probably the vast majority of the people who are protesting down there, you know, are just exercising their right to protest, there are always paid agitators, always people like, you know, these Antifa, you know, protesters who are looking for an excuse, looking for an opportunity to act up and cause problems and agitate. And so that's what really concerned me, is this one protester, this one agitator, you know, if they were to reach up and do something to cause one of these law enforcement officers to have to respond with a significant level of force, now they want to film that and, of course, exploit that for salacious purposes. It's an absolute nightmare for those people on the front lines, and I pray for them. My thoughts and prayers are with those people.
Yeah, the situation they're placed in is untenable at best. It is, for the vast majority of the population, I think it's probably a terrifying experience to just to even to try and imagine. And for those of us, I mean, I forgot for a second, you were police officer locally up in Fairfax. And for those of us that suited up and went out there and tried to do the job every day, it is one of those things. It's like, yeah, it's another day at the office. I want to go home, though. And what is the appropriate level of force? And now with video everywhere, everyone has a camera, everyone's recording everything. Boy, it's, I would have to imagine, it's just that much more complicated to deal with.
Well, people need to remember, we are all now living in what they call the ubiquitous technical surveillance state. Everywhere you look, there's a Ring doorbell or a traffic camera or a drone or some, you know, even a handheld phone that is recording. And so everything you do all the time is going to be subject to recording and scrutiny and second guessing. And so, you know, it's a terrifying thing to think about, especially when you're forced to react in a split second to defend yourself or your family. And then that is going to be judged based on these multi-angle videos that you might not have had. That's what's happening with these law enforcement officers with the body cam videos. And, you know, it's just such a deeply unfair and troubling situation for law enforcement right now. And again, I commend these, you know, men and women who are out there trying to keep the peace. But, you know, for your listeners, if something were to happen, you know, in their area, always remember that, you know, people are willing to do things they would never even consider if they were on their own when they're part of a big group, especially like a faceless mob. And so the violence and the capacity for violence in a group setting like that is just off the charts.
It is indeed. Rob, I appreciate you being here. And you had mentioned earlier, and I want to give you the opportunity to share the website, United States Concealed Carry Association, the training that is literally happening in all 50 states, it seems like, every day of the week. For somebody, maybe it's the first time they've heard you on this program. Maybe they're thinking, yeah, I need a little more training and education. What's the best way for them to reach out to United States Concealed Carry Association?
best place to start is our website, uscca.com. There's literally a search box for training near me, and there are hundreds of free training classes in every corner of the country. We're in 5-Eleven stores. You know, anything from how to build a survival kit, you know, a bug-out bag, to how to do first aid, to you know, how to shoot in self-defense and what to do in the aftermath. All these things that sometimes people never have thought about, that's what these training classes are for. It's just to provoke that consideration. That's what we want to do is equip responsible American citizens to protect themselves, their family, and what matters most.
Well, I love what you do over there. I always appreciate you making time for us, Rob, and look forward to chatting with you again soon.
It's always a pleasure. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. That is Rob Chadwick. Rob is the Director, Education and Training, USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. It's a great operation. If you are a firearms owner and you're not a member, you should join. If you just are looking for the training, I'm telling you, it is all over the place. And for those who are thinking, maybe I should become a trainer, yeah, options and opportunities available for that, but USCCA.com. Yes, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for the Artemis Pyle Band. Artemis Pyle, the original member, the last surviving original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's going to be at the Beacon Theater this Friday. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets just a couple of minutes from now. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.